Amen. Praise the Lord for Sabbath day. Sabbath blessings, everyone. If you could please kneel, we will start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for blessing us on the Sabbath day with your presence. As you have promised in your word, whenever two or more are gathered, you're there in the midst. And thank you, Father, for forgiving us and cleansing us and blessing us. And if we are so worthy with the latter rain when that day comes, please give us the strength and the courage and the discernment and the wisdom and everything that we need to stand firm. Because the enemy of souls is going to do everything he can to frighten your son's bride into complacency. And so thank you for giving us your word that warns us of all these things in advance. And thank you for giving us as much time as we need to not only read it, but to understand it so that we can have the faith we need to stand firm. Because many strange things have already happened this week, including with the Jews actually passing laws to break Sabbath. So thank you for blessing us. Thank you for bridling my tongue and any tongue that speaks. And thank you for blessing this Sabbath in a special way, because this is the day that we take part in the Lord's Supper. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. I just happened to look out the window here, and I got a crow out there trying to attract his girlfriend, I guess. They really do some weird movements. But anyway, praise the Lord, another Sabbath is upon us. And if you want to follow along, we're on question number 9. And it more or less is dealing with, question number 8. In a way, it's the question is asked, what extravagant embellishments illustrate the immense wealth of this religious organization? That's, of course, talking about the Vatican. And the answer is Revelation 17:4. And this is a prophecy that I got to say, just about everyone, including Catholics, can see it fulfilled, but they refuse to see it for many, many, many reasons. Just like with this dear soul that I'm dealing with on the video that I just put up in regards to the Ten Commandments, how he or she can't see. I feel it's a woman. Can't see how that you have to keep the Ten Commandments, and she thinks we're doing it because of works. And it says, no, we have to keep it, but now we have help keeping it. But anyway, the answer is, thank you, Brother Gordon, the Revelation 17:4. And the woman, as we know in prophecy, is a church. This is not a very good woman, though. But it says, and the woman was arrayed in purple in scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And just being alive in our generation alone, we could see the handful of abominations and filthiness. I mean, everything from child molestation to sanctioning homosexuality. Because the Vatican has had a homosexual agenda for decades. And I knew that even as a Sunday keeper because of the things I saw in the Catholic Church as a Catholic. After I left the Catholic Church, I kind of looked a little deeper into that stuff and found that, yeah, I guess what I was seeing was right. You know, they were really that evil. And I'm not talking about the Catholic people themselves. They're just blatantly deceived, and they're, you know, because the flesh is more enticing to them than the obedient. Being obedient to the Lord. They're all their own worst enemies. As I think we were talking about that last night, in fact. As we all know, the Vatican is literally drenched in gold and silver and precious stones of this world, because being the main headquarters for Satan, all the world, you know, all that the world has to offer, and not heaven, is what the popes of Rome receive for it. In other words, remember when Jesus was tempted in the desert right before he started his ministry? It says this in Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. The devil left because he knew he failed. That was his last attempt. But as we also know, if Jesus won't bow before him, the next best thing for him, for Satan that is, would be to get those that claim to follow Jesus and claim to be his ministers, you know, to get them to follow, they claim to follow Jesus and then, you know, get them to follow him instead and claim to be the ministers in the church. See, we're seeing the final prophecy of 2 Thessalonians 3, I believe it's in chapter 3, about the man of sin being revealed in these last days. I mean, just the last, I did a couple of videos recently, and I'm not even talking about the Antichrist stuff. I'm talking about that one video I did a while ago, I don't know, a couple of months maybe, where I show, and this shocked a lot of people, especially Catholics, because I'm still getting emails about it. It's about how I finally got pictorial proof that the Vatican is a devil-worshipping organization. And but most of the people in the church didn't even catch it, even while they were building that building. How about it? I mean, we Googled Earth just to show everybody that we, you know, that I wasn't faking it here. I'm not making up any of this. I Googled Earth to that building, that audience hall that the Vatican uses when they have big to-dos, you know, political to-dos usually. I mean, the vice president at the time, that Roman Catholic, Biden's his vice president. I show a picture of him being in there too, standing at the pulpit with that strange looking demonic Jesus behind them. But the outside of the building literally is shaped, even with the scales on top, it is literally shaped to look just like a serpent, eyes and all. And then when you go in, you got the eyes on either side, you got the head coming down, and then you got those two pillars that they put in the back by the pulpit that lit, they're fangs. They come down to a point even. And then you got the big hall in the middle for the tongue. And, you know, being in the last days, when it says the man of sin will be revealed, it's not just the Antichrist stuff now that I have on the website with all those, you know, prophetic statements that have been fulfilled in history about the Vatican. It's not just the gold and the silver and all this other stuff. It's they're literally putting it out there first. I mean, I had that page on the website for many years where I put that video recently about, you know, the Satanist thing. And I also did another thing where if you look at using Google Earth, if you look at the Vatican and you come in where it shows St. Peter's Square, which is actually just a solar wheel, which is Baal worship, because Baal is the solar sun god of pagans. And you come in through the front, you see how, using Google Earth, you see how the Vatican is shaped with the, you know, the solar wheel and then the hallway, gigantic with all the streets and stuff that lead to it for the Vatican itself, Vatican State proper, let's say. Looks like a keyhole. Well, when you put the keyhole right side up that you see on every door on the planet, you look at the keyhole, it's got the round thing on the top and the straight line hallway looking thing on the bottom. Well, when you put the Vatican to that position in Google Earth, look at the top. Upside down cross. The back of the Vatican has a cross built in it. A giant cross, two hallways. But when you put the Vatican State up properly, it's an upside down cross. And that's why I put that video up years ago. But that page on the site is literally how they got caught holding a satanic mass inside the Vatican. And in other words, it is a devil-worshipping organization, and this is why Jesus was able to defeat Satan, and the devil went to the next best thing. It's just like if a Russian came to the USA and wanted to infiltrate. They're going to act like an American. Well, the devil wants to come into the Christian church and infiltrate. He's going to act like a Christian, even though today, now, because it's so close to the end, we know there's nothing Christian about Catholicism. But for for 1,500 years, people thought it was Christianity because they chained up the Bibles on the pulpits where you couldn't read them, and they translated them into Latin. And so nobody knew the truth in regards to real Christianity. So, as we see, now, I know full well back 2,000 years ago that the Pharisees already bowed to Satan long before Jesus arrived. We know that. This is why they didn't understand who he was when he got there. They thought Messiah was going to be muscle-bound and take over Roman rule, you know, just like they're doing today. They think Jesus is coming and it's going to be 1,000 years of peace on earth. Bible doesn't say that. Satan does. Well, just like with the Pharisees, the Bible didn't say that Messiah was going to come and be muscle-bound and take over Rome. Satan said that. So, that's actually one of the reasons Jesus came, in fact. Their twisted theology had to be corrected in the hearts of those that would follow the Lord. Still, to this day, the leaders of the synagogue have proven themselves loyal followers of Satan, and most of them have all the wealth they can carry in life. But as we see in history, Satan also needed to go after the Christian church, as it is prophesied to be one that destroys him, and so he went after the Christian leaders next. And as we see with the Vatican, that is drenched with all the wealth in the world, it is also filled to the rafters with every demonic doctrine and tradition known to men. You know, just to name a few of the many false wine doctrines, like the Bible calls it false wine, because wine is doctrine and prophecy. You know, they're drunken on this wine. They're drunk, you know, because of the deceptions. You know how what happens when you drink? You do things you would never think of. You believe things that are bold-faced lies. Well, same thing with spiritual drunkenness. So just to name a few of the fleshly filthiness of Rome, we see that they glorify Mary as co-redeemer. The priests are drunks, smokers, child molesters, thieves, and murderers. They actually killed over 500 million Christians during the Dark Ages. And the only reason I keep coming up with that, and I had the Fox's Book of Martyrs years ago. In the book, it literally says 500 million, but I haven't been able to find it since. But just doing the math today, they're averaging, well, the media is allowing this average to come out of 200,000 Christians killed every year, which is a Christian killed every 2.5 minutes, right? But we know the media fudges the numbers. They don't want it to be the real numbers because then there would be an uproar. People would be going crazy. You're killing 400,000 people a year. What are you, nuts? So they bring it down to 200,000. At the same time, they generate as much hatred for Christians as they can. Everything from Westboro Baptists to the Pope doing crazy things that anger Muslims, right? And so if you just do the math from the 1,260 years where the Vatican was attacking, on average, that's 400,000 people a year that were getting killed by the Inquisition. And so there's your 500 million. So anyway, they also place tradition over and above the scripture. They teach of purgatory instead of salvation in Jesus. They teach you must suffer to be saved. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that think they're going to hell because of sins they committed 20 years ago, even though they've asked for forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says you're forgiven if you're a Christian, but they can't forget that because the devil keeps on clouding their mind, making them think they're not saved. They're going to heaven, or going to hell, rather. And they also make the cross insufficient in Rome. They demand you go to a man for forgiveness for all your sins instead of going to Christ, you know, himself and going to his Father and seeking forgiveness. And in fact, the last three popes even stated that evolution is a fact. I have them quoted out on the website, as a matter of fact. So they make Jesus the Creator a liar by that statement, which shows them to be Satanists. Anything they can, it's just like what I was sharing today, this morning on YouTube. Someone asked me a question, I answered it. And they truly are Satanists because of the way they twist the Bible around. Like, for example, the Bible says, don't call any man on earth your father when it comes to religious teachers. But yet, you got to call every priest a father and the Pope himself Holy Father, which is the term for the Heavenly Father. There's only one time in Scripture you hear that term, Holy Father. And that is from Jesus while he's praying in John 17 to his Father in heaven. And that's, of course, another fruit of the Antichrist, being a blasphemer. And they also teach gambling is acceptable, Christ-like activity at their bingo and Las Vegas night carnivals. Their popes praise and embrace Buddhism on global news networks. I did a radio thing on that years ago. I got pictures and everything. They actually preach that fellow believers, I couldn't believe this, at the EWTN, which is Eternal Word Television Network. It's a Roman Catholic television network my parents used to watch. They actually said on camera that fellow believers stoned Stephen. No, I'm not kidding. It's on my Evils of EWN page, EWTN. And I didn't put this in my notes, but on my Evils of EWTN page, I show how they actually condone killing Christians, killing anybody that's not Catholic. And a priest says, yeah, it's acceptable, spiritually, you know, biblically speaking, he says to some extent. And the Catholics fell for it. So I took his quotes with the graphics and all, you know, like the way they had that strange color for that website, put them all on my site and showed everybody, this is what they're saying on EWTN. And they actually say, just by looking at the way the Pope drives around in a bulletproof Pope mobile, that mankind can protect you better than God can. They teach you must bow down to the Pope and kiss his ring. It used to be his foot, as a matter of fact. This is why you see that statue of Saint, you know, so-called Saint Peter, which is actually Jupiter, the pagan god Jupiter, where his foot is extended 4 feet off the ground. He's got a pedestal thing, sitting down, and his foot's extended, and you're supposed to touch it or kiss it. So many people have touched and kissed that bronze statue. It's right, it's bronze. That the features of the toes are gone. It's smooth. And they weren't kissing it with lips made out of concrete. They're kissing them with gentle lips. That's how many billions of people kissed it so much that they have worn down bronze. That's amazing. Because it was kissed, of course, more so by pagans. And then later on, the Catholics, which there's been a lot more years of Catholics doing it, I guess. And so they also ignore Jesus' example and baptize babies, as did the pagans. They put the Bible on the list of forbidden books back in the year 1229 AD, and they venerate crosses, statues, image, relics, all sorts of stuff. They sell indulgences. In fact, that's how the Vatican got built. Tetzel went around during Luther's day instead of getting people to give him money to build the Vatican, saying that if you give me money, you can pray, you can use this money to get your loved ones out of purgatory. That's why they had to invent purgatory. How else are you going to get the people out of there, you know, unless you pay for it? And that was a money-making scheme. That's all it was. And they preach you must worship a wafer instead of the wafer that they parade in front of you instead of Christ. They preach a cloth, a little piece of cloth that's got a little drawing on it, which is called a scapular, that will save you instead of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, when John Paul II got shot and he was on the hospital gurney and they were getting ready to do some surgery, he told them, don't cut the scapular off. He doesn't want to go to hell. And this is the leader of the so-called Christian church. He has more faith in a piece of cloth than he does in Jesus Christ incarnate. They put the books in the Bible that Jesus nor the apostles ever quoted from or ever used. That's the Apocrypha, of course. They teach Mary was utterly without sin, which means Jesus lied when he spoke through his patriarchs and prophets that we're all sinners. They teach the Pope is infallible in religious things. He can't make a mistake, you know, religiously. This is besides the fact so many popes have corrected previous popes, but they say the popes are infallible, but Jesus' scripture, that is fallible. In other words, there are mistakes in the Bible, but there are no mistakes in Catholic dogma. Let's see what else. They teach the Pope himself as a God on earth. They teach the church, and I literally have quotes where they actually call the Pope Lord God Pope. And this is stuff like, I was Catholic for so long, I never knew this stuff existed. It's just like what I try to tell Seventh-day Adventists. If you just read what your church doc files have, I mean, I don't have to go with the Protestants because they don't really have any kind of archives like this, but the Vatican has archives like this, and the SDA Church has them now, where they have statements in writing, sourced out and everything. I got them on SDAapostasy.org, where they say things that if the Seventh-day Adventist people knew that this is what their leaders were saying, they'd leave that church. But 90% of the people in the church have no clue. That's just like Catholics. I never knew that stuff existed. I never knew they put this stuff in writing. And it wasn't until I left the church that I found that stuff. And so they also say that they teach the church can save you, not just Jesus alone, and you have to believe in Mary to also gain eternal life. They teach the eternal Sabbath that Jesus kept and sanctified from the Old Testament all throughout the New Testament was not only abolished at his cross, it is perfectly acceptable to sanctify the pagan day of the sun in its place. They even admit in writing that they have adopted pagan theology and given it a Christian flavor. It's on my Words of a Beast page. I got four or five quotes to that extent. they admit this stuff. And see, that's, again, when I saw that stuff, you know, taking my mom to the library again, you know, and going through some of these archives and some of these old, they used to call them microfilm. I imagine they still have microfilm today. It's just like a little piece of film. And when you put it in this microscope looking thing, it projects it on a screen right in front of you. And it looks, it's like a whole encyclopedia on one little sheet of microfilm. It's amazing how it's high definition. And back then, that's how high definition you could get. But anyway, as for the riches, I did a little research and found that the GDP of the Vatican, Vatican City, because that's a country. It's not just a church. It's a state. Right? So Vatican City makes it, it is the richest nation per individual citizen on planet Earth. You know, they average how the amount of people by the amount of income. And so it is the richest nation on planet Earth. They even, you know, they're even richer than America and China. There are even articles, books, and studies posted on and offline where they try, but all of them state, and I quote, the wealth of the Roman, they try to explain this, but the wealth of the Roman Catholic Church is impossible to calculate. Is it any wonder that Forbes put out an article back in June of 2012 that the Vatican Bank is the most secretive bank in the world? Remember the banker that got killed? He was hanging underneath that bridge years ago. They hung him under a bridge. It's amazing how evil the Vatican is. I tried years ago to find a figure on how much wealth is in the Vatican, and I couldn't do it either. They have literally hundreds of paintings that are worth millions of dollars each, and the paintings on the walls and the ceilings are considered priceless in that there is no way to calculate how much even a small section, if removed, would be sold at auction. They can't even imagine. That's why they're called priceless. It's just, they're just too expensive. They have no idea. Plus, you have the statues that are hundreds, in the hundreds, and some well over 1,000 years old that are worth tens of millions of dollars each. This includes the ones that got pieces missing. And if I was to estimate the face value alone on all the gold and silver in the many statues, the goblets, and the furniture, if melted down in a blast furnace, I mean, because it's worth more now because it has it like a historic value. You know how expensive gold is now. Does anybody know? I think it's, what, $10,000 an ounce or something like that? I can't remember how much it is. But they've got tons of gold, right? And so even if they melted it down, they would make crazy amounts of money. But it's worth even more because it's in these very old statues and these paintings and all this other stuff. It would amount to hundreds of billions, if not over $1 trillion in that one building. And again, if you don't melt them down and sold them for their collective value at auction, then he would most assuredly be well over $1 trillion. It'd be easy. No problem. And it didn't even touch on the precious stones, nor did I contemplate the millions of dollars of the Pope's private wardrobe and furniture. I did see an article years ago where they were talking about his clothing alone was crazy expensive. Those robes and stuff like that. None of that stuff is cheap. They're purposely it's purposely designed to be overwhelmingly expensive because Satan told them, I'll give you all these things if you just bow and worship me. And that's what they did. And this is not to mention the slate and the marble tile all over the Vatican. And just so you know, that's just the Vatican. If you add all the churches and the cathedrals they own that are also drenched in gold or the tens of billions of dollars in real estate holdings. And by the way, the Vatican, just found this out about 5 years ago. The Vatican is the largest land owner in the homosexual capital of the world, that being San Francisco. That is why I believe it is the homosexual capital of the world. They own all the real estate, somewhere upwards of 70%. And just so you know, the Jesuit order released a statement some years ago that the Roman Catholic people tithe on average only $10 to $20 a week. Think about that. Because they don't even tithe properly. They don't have to ask their people to tithe. They know they got crazy money. They got their political money too, under the counter stuff like, we'll do this for you, or we'll prevent this war from coming your way if you kind of give us money. So anyway, they did the math on this, and they stated that was around $10 to $20 a week for the Catholics that donate. They average about $10 or $20 a week. That's $850 million each year. not to mention all the money they make off the donations they get from the so-called ministries like Mother Teresa, who before she died averaged $100 million a year. And I got a page, a write-up about her, because before she died, she denied God. She said he doesn't exist. She doesn't believe anymore. She says there's too much suffering to acknowledge him. If he was really a God, he would fix this, because she doesn't understand the Bible either. That's not his fault. It's a broken world because of our sin, not because of him backing off. And so they convinced her to stay on in ministry because they needed her $100 million a year for whatever reason. And then you got all the relics that they sell. They got these Catholic bookstores all over the place where you can buy. I bought a picture once for $20, a glossy, an 8x10 glossy of a so-called faith healer in a Catholic church. And the only reason I bought it because I was into the occult. And no one understood. Now, I didn't tell anybody that. But in the picture, they got a faith healer standing next to a grave, and there's a light coming from above in the picture that happened to appear miraculously, supposedly, on the film, which is, looks just like, because I had a dark room at the time, and I know you could fake that stuff easily. But on the bottom right of the picture is why I bought it. There was a face of a demon. And they couldn't figure out how it got there. And I was into manifestations at the time, so I kind of knew how it got there. And so I bought it for $20. And they had a stack of them. People were buying them left and right. And then they got the rings and the rosaries. Oh, forget about that. Every Catholic's got to have a rosary. You don't want to buy a cheap one. And so they're making money hand over fist. And again, this, none of this even counts when it comes to the Vatican building itself. And we also have to keep in mind, this is a shocker, the Catholic Church has the largest known number of hospitals on the planet, which, by the way, a couple of months ago, well, actually I did a video a while ago, maybe a year or so ago, some of these large hospital chains in the USA melded with the Seventh-day Adventist hospitals. I don't know if you all knew that, but I did a video about it in case you didn't catch it. And so, and they were, you know, it was an Adventist review, in fact. They were actually prideful about it. But they have the largest known number of hospitals where they make crazy money. We all know how the pharmacies make crazy amount of money. As a matter of fact, they are involved in the pharmacies, as we found out, in Canada. Just like the prophecy said, they're going to be sorcerers. And sorcery means pharmakia, and pharmakia is just pharmacy. And so everything's, oh, it's just too big of a conspiracy theory. Well, hey, okay, then let's just rip up the Bible. It has nothing to do with conspiracy. It has to do with prophetic fulfillment that was supposed to happen. And there are colleges. They got parochial schools and colleges pumping hundreds of billions of dollars of tuition and hospital payments into the Vatican's coffers each and every month. So in short, the prophecy is clearly and most assuredly fulfilled when it comes to the wealth of that beast in Rome. I hope and pray that you were blessed. I'll be back in a minute.